Welcome to the Breathe to Heal podcast. My name's Joby, and we're going to talk all about breath work. We're going to talk about consciousness, meditation. We're going to really help empower you in all areas of your life through mindset, mindfulness, well-being, and all different holistic practices. I hope you enjoy the show. Sit back and relax. Okay, welcome to today's show, everyone. This is Joby from Breathe to Heal. Today I've got my beautiful friend Dana Franks from Darshan Yoga. I've known Dana for a long, long time. We used to be business partners together doing Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and network marketing. So we've been all over the world together, haven't we? We've been many places. It's been such a beautiful experience. We haven't spoken properly for about a year, I suppose, because everything's going on. But we've reconnected, and Dana's going to come on and talk to us about Kundalini Yoga. This is one of the subjects that I just absolutely am fascinated with. I love Kundalini Yoga. It is, for me personally, I don't know how other people see it, but I see this as the next step up from yoga. And Dana will probably go in and explain and talk about this, that this is... this is just so good for your energy field. It's got so many health benefits. So we're going to really delve into that. So Dana, my beautiful friend, how are you?
Well, I'm all right, Joby. It's so nice to reacquaint, and you know, we're always sort of close, even though we're not in contact with each other. And we have been on a great journey as well. In the crypto space, which is all about bringing in the new way of being, and I've always been on the journey of self-discovery. I think a lot of people are, and particularly at this time, massively at this time. I mean, we're really having to stand in our authenticity, and we're really having to make choices and be incredibly conscious about what our choices are. And so it's a very exciting time. I'm so sort of happy to be here, and also to share it with great people like yourself.
Yeah,
absolutely love what you're doing as well. Really think you're making a great impact.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, bringing a community together, and we're really helping to raise the frequency, not only of ourselves but of others, and we're attracting that. So my Kundalini Yoga journey started several years ago. My background is in martial arts, and I've done that all my life, over 26 years, Aikido training. So I've really been working to sort of be the best I can, and you know, just to develop myself. When I came across Kundalini Yoga, it was just blew my mind. It really, I was really attracted to the simplicity of it, but also its transformative effects. It's very accelerated in that respect, and it's for the time. And you just nailed it then. It is for this time. You know, we need a practice. We need to really consciously breathe and to move and to trust our inner self, our intuition. I think we're getting so much information. This is the information age, and it's bombarding us. But if we know what we're doing and who we are and where we're going, we really don't need any other information. So some daily practice, I absolutely love what you're doing in this respect. And Kundalini Yoga really is the, it's based in Kriya Yoga, and that's the oldest form. And we're coming back to it now. We're coming back to it because these ancient practices are being made new, because we're evolving. Our consciousness of this planet is shifting. And we're going and using the tools and the technologies of the ancients to help us to develop and evolve. So, that doesn't sound
good. Yeah, so for people who don't know what Kundalini is, they might have just heard of yoga.
Yeah.
Can you explain to people what Kundalini actually is, the benefits of Kundalini, and yeah, just a little bit about the practice and how people can get involved?
Yeah, so basically it's all about what's going on the inside. So we're using the breath to connect with our inner being, and we use breath patterns and movement to address the nervous system energy, the endocrine system, so all the glandular systems to help that balance, really focusing on driving the energy up and working on the pineal pituitary glands with the breath. It's so incredible how you can just do that. So, yeah, I would say it's a very simple practice. You know, everyone can hold their arms up in the air. You don't have to be flexible or particularly into yoga to do Kundalini yoga. I mean, I'm teaching classes a week and I'm getting yoga teachers come to me. So they're yoga teachers that are out there and teaching their particular practice. And it's like they're coming home to Kundalini. They're loving the Kundalini practice. And I absolutely love and adore and respect what they do as well. We're all about what's going on the inside. We just happen to do some postures that will enhance that. So it's all eyes closed. It's all mostly, it's all what's going on the breath. And I guide the breath work with the movement. We use mantras and mudras. So mantras is chanting. So we're chanting a vibration and hitting a particular frequency that will transform us, and we are using the mudras. So the mudras are connecting, you know, different aspects of different reflex points on the hands, which affect the mind and the brain. It's an incredible technology, and you know, I'm just so privileged to deliver it, I feel, and I just want to get it out there as much as I can. So I've got my classes in person locally where I live in Devon. I've got one online class, and I'm so grateful for you to introduce me to, you know, what you're doing with the app as well, to sort of get it out there, because
absolutely,
this practice is needed now. Does that explain it? It's hard to sort of condense something so big into a few words.
Of course. Obviously, Kundalini is obviously it's like sexual energy as well, right? And it's like, even the breath work I do, I teach like a certain breath hold where we're pulling our energy up.
Mm-hmm.
We're holding our breath, we're squeezing our stomach muscles, we're putting our belly button into the back, and it's a Kundalini breath.
Absolutely.
And but what the way I do it is, obviously we're pushing that energy up all through the chakras, and then up through the Sushumna channel, and we're cleaning our pineal gland. And when we're in that vision, we can create that new reality. Because we're in that very now moment, we can. The breath holds. I got it from a Kundalini practice, and I was like, "Oh my god, this is amazing! I'm putting this towards my breath work." So, for me, it's that when you're in that being and you're raising that Kundalini, the energy, you get the vibrations in your body, you feel your actual natural energies, and it's a very special thing. And obviously, for anyone who doesn't know, it's like, can you talk a little bit about like the serpent energy, and maybe we could talk about that and how it affects our consciousness and our awareness and the vibration of the body as well?
Yeah, well, you know, Kundalini, we're really talking about our primal energy force, and we actually are waking that up and tapping into it and transmuting maybe the negative aspects of our being, ourself, maybe our mind, stresses and all that, and we're transmuting it and bringing it into a really neutral place. So the place of the mind of the yogi is neutral. And I know all sorts of stuff is going on, and we're absolutely human, but it's a practice to bring neutrality. So we're watching and observing, rather than reacting. And that brings empowerment, you know, it really puts that space around you. So Kundalini energy for me is an experience where you can as you were saying, you're really feeling the energy coming into the body, activating and rising up, and really giving you clarity of thought, clarity of mind, and connecting with the wider energy field. So we do a lot of work in the aura, coming up and out into the space. When I say we do a lot of work in it, you will feel a difference in your magnetic field. And that extends out into the wider field. So what you are attracting into your life and what is not presenting itself. I just find it a fascinating practice, and it's nothing but life enhancing in so many ways. You know, you'll feel more energy, you'll feel calm and peaceful, and not that non-reactive sort of thing that we're being bombarded with. I mean, it's such a practice to be alive on the planet at this moment. That is the practice. It's not just when you're sitting on your mat and doing the breath work or doing the whatever practice that is prescribed. And having said that, the practices that I do with Kundalini Yoga, they are prescribed. They are ancient, and I'm not changing them. I am just delivering these prescriptive practices. We call it the kriya. A kriya means action. So I will take you from point A to point B through this kriya, which is a selection of movements with breath, and that will have an effect on. This week I'm doing adrenals and kidney. The kriya is to really, because we hold a lot of stress in now and fear and in those organs. So we're doing a kriya to help balance and create. There's other ones that are just for the heart and the magnetic centre. One's called Instant Karma. There are hundreds, and there's so many kriyas that I can choose and do, and they've all got different aspects to them. And obviously there'll be breath work in that, and I love to do the chanting as well. There is some mantra involved because it's so elevating, to really open and
Yeah, of course.
Even if you don't want to chant, you listen to it, because I use the chants.
Of course, the vibration's amazing. There's a certain breath work that I do, I teach, where you, once you've done your breath hold, we're going to release with the chants, and the vibration just naturally rises through your body, and it helps release and it helps heal. So there's a lot of benefits for chanting, and there's so much to this. So if someone's still listening to this right now and goes, you know, I'm doing yoga, I'm getting this, but what's the difference between Kundalini then and normal yoga?
I think personally, I can only speak personally here, it's very much more what's going on the inside, rather than holding a posture and maintaining a perfect posture on the outside. It's really not about that. Okay, so we have some angles that we consider. When I say the angles, it might be holding your arms up at 60 degrees. So there's some angles to it, and you will get physically fit, as in you'll feel more energy through your body system, but we don't do the yoga to have that. That's just a byproduct. We're doing the yoga to really wake up the Kundalini, wake up that, and so you can feel completely alive, vibrant, juicy. You know, you're bringing that aspect of your humanness. So that's the difference for me. I have done other forms of yoga, and I really enjoyed my other yoga journey. But when I hit the Kundalini yoga scene, it was like, oh wow, okay.
Of course.
It really resonated with me, and hopefully others. Well.
Yeah, of course. I like the fact, obviously, because everything comes from within, right? So our internal creates our external. So if we are at peace inside, and as you said a minute ago about reacting and responding and being neutral, so we have our, the way I see things in life and the way I've been taught as well, is we have the yin and yang, but we have to be the black and the white, but we have to be grey. We have to be that neutral point. And when external forces are coming at us, that can cause emotions, they can cause negativity, anxiety, stress, and all of a sudden the mental health starts kicking in. If we can have that technique, that tool to go back within, find peace, forgiveness, release, transmute, alchemize their negative energies, we can, when once we start learning these tools, we can do this so quick. Absolutely. And you can change your state in minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a choice. You have a choice. You're always in a position of choice. So you can actually choose if you want to be negative, or you can choose if you can choose that, but you're consciously aware of it. So it gives you that little space. I mean, the practice for me and my students is just a joy. So you're coming to the practice to enjoy the practice. You will be put under pressure. There is some pressure involved, because without pressure, there's no movement. But the pressure is guided, and you're guided through the pressure, and through that pressure, you can. It's like the dynamic movement within the body. It will shift, and I've got some great testimonials from people as well. Things have really moved in their life, or pains have just, bodies adjusted and aligned itself. And and as you say, with the mental health, we have to be very conscious of what we're paying attention to, so that we can really function optimally. We really need to be superhumans. We have to really embrace our humanity. And, when we've got some techniques that work, why would you want to rewrite something when we've got these techniques that absolutely work? And I'm not saying that things don't evolve, and there's some great healing mediums out there, but techniques that work, it is a technology of what it is to be a human. So, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is why I love breath work so much as well, because the breath can heal absolutely anything. And I actually come up with my own design of breath movement. So I've designed that. I'm actually in the middle of making it. I've designed a new technique, B2H method. Which is all coming together now. So it's got breath movement, all different types of breath work. Everything I do is about, it's about helping you transmute energy, helping you heal yourself. And movement, when you put movement in with breath, you're moving that energy so much faster.
Yeah.
Like, you are pushing that energy out of you. Like, the way with my design, obviously Kundalini's got that. Is it more of a slower movement? But like, can you explain the movement side and the breath work side of things to anyone who's listening as well?
Well, I mean, it varies so much as well. It's like there's no set pattern of movements, because, as I say, it's Kriya Yoga, which is it means action. I'll take you through a process. Some of the postures you will be still and holding them. That may last about 3 minutes or more, and you're just holding that hand with a breath pattern. Others, they're moving, so you could be moving through a flow. And so it really varies. A lot of what we do is sitting. I think the hardest posture is sitting, but always use cushions, make yourself so that your spine, your central energy channel, your column is straight, and we're learning to just hold ourselves in that structure to get the correct alignment. I think my first experience with Kundalini was a spontaneous release, a spontaneous action, and that was over 20 years ago. And I just experienced a spontaneous Kundalini experience, and I was searching for that for the rest of my life.
Was that your Kundalini awakening?
It was a Kundalini awakening.
Very powerful. And if someone doesn't know what Kundalini awakening is, most people probably do, because this is obviously a spiritual podcast, but for those that are just getting on their path or something like that, what is a Kundalini awakening? I love this subject.
I would say it's just experience a state of ecstasy and bliss. of being completely connected to nature, of which we are a part. We feel we're separate from nature, don't we? We're separate.
We're not.
So it's a complete feeling of being in unity. And yoga means union. So it was the energy just went up. And yeah, I wasn't doing yoga. I wasn't, you know, I was actually receiving some healing at the time. So it cleared. It felt like it just swept through my body and cleared every energy center and then finished up and out. So with the Kundalini practice, as you quite rightly said, with breath work, we're holding the mula band. We're holding the internal locks. So when I say we're going in, we're not just thinking about what's going in. We are using our body technically to close off the root lock, to pull the navel in, to hold the mahaband, you know, to hold all the locks in the body, of which there are many. So we use that, and we will use that pressure to drive the energy up, so we can actually feel bliss and be in that state. If you're not having the ultimate Kundalini experience, it doesn't matter, but you're working towards it and you're working, you know, with nature. It's working with nature's principles, and that's such an important thing that we need to be doing now, because humanity is coming far apart from nature, but there's such a big movement to actually reconnect with nature. Well, that's never gone. It's just people are waking up to it, I think, don't you?
I think so too, and it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. Mm. And anyone who actually receives a Kundalini awakening, enjoy it, because it's beautiful. It really is. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about, I always remember a story, something just come into my head. You told me about when you was training for your Kundalini, and you had, was it Kundalini? And you had to go and trek in a field or something like that.
Yeah, that's part of the training. When you learn the training, it's kind of, you self-initiate in Kundalini yoga. So it is about being in the elements with nature. So you're taking yourself to an extreme place in yourself. So it could be working with the element of water, or fire, or earth, or ether. So you're put in these positions where you're in the elements, and it can be very extreme. But again, it's all about working with that pressure. So, yeah, I can't really say too much more about that, because when you go into the training as a teacher, the initiations, they're quite secret until you do them.
Okay, fair enough.
But all I can say is you really work with the
elements. It's about discovering self.
You're put under pressure, so you can really embody that element and conquer it, if you like, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
But really amazing and so elevating. The whole thing is to be elevated.
Mm.
Because who wants to be? I think we've kind of been programmed to not really achieve our full potential as humans.
Of course.
Now it's time for that aspect dumbed down. Yeah, and it's all about elevation, because we are superhuman, as I said.
Of course, we are divine beings. We're infinite, eternal beings, and we are here having a human experience.
Yes, we're infinite. I think that's really important. I think every time I get into that Kundalini teaching space where I'm, you know, presenting it, it's like, we're completely infinite. There's no limit with your body. We're in this body and we're working with it, but it's like we're so always the infinite self is very present. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I love that. So let's talk a little bit about something beautiful that's coming up. You're going to come and do some teaching and Kundalini on the Breathe to Heal app. I'm so excited and so grateful for this as well. This is going to be very special. So what are you going to be teaching? When are we doing it? And how can people get involved?
Okay. So, yeah, first off, I'm so grateful. And I feel really like I want to share this. And it's just such a great thing to be able to have this opportunity to do it. So Wednesday evenings, 7 p.m.
Yep.
I'm going to be on the app live, and I think they're recorded, aren't they? And
you can, yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to do a full session for this first one, and that's going to be an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
And that will take you through some breath work at the beginning to really open up and, you know, enjoy that practice. Enjoy it and experience it. It's all just an experience.
Yeah, exactly.
For me too. And then I'm taking the students through a Kriya. So anyone can do Kundalini, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, what ability, it doesn't absolutely matter. And I really want to stress that it's for the householder, it's for anyone. And, you know, bring a cushion to sit on and make sure you've got a blanket, you know, you're comfortable. You can even do it on the chair, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then I'll take, and this week I'm going to be looking at the energy of the adrenals and the kidneys. So some really good practice. And at the end we're going, I like to finish my session with a mantra. So we're going to use the healing, universal healing mantra.
Beautiful.
To heal not only ourselves, but everyone. And beautiful. actually that is the mudra. You know, when you go like that.
Yeah.
These mudras, they're so powerful. So
yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. I do teach online on Tuesday evenings. I hold 4 classes in the week. But I really would love to, you know, have this opportunity. It's amazing to present some Kundalini to people.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And if you've done Kundalini, it doesn't matter if you're an expert at that, come in.
Yeah, I know we've got a lot of members, so it's going to be beautiful for everyone just to have something new coming onto the app, something fresh, and just helping people raise their vibration, their consciousness. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm really excited to have you on. So we will see you Wednesday night.
Yes, Wednesday, thank you.
Was it 8 o'clock?
Oh, well, I'm quite happy to do 7 p.m., but it's up to you, Joe.
Yeah, okay,
can
cool.
You feel your app? People would like to listen in.
I normally do my classes at 8 because a few of them have got kids and stuff. So if we can do 8, that would be perfect.
Yeah, okay, we'll do 8. That's fine.
Yeah, and then no, that'd be great. And then, so if people want to get in touch with Darshan Yoga as well, how would they do that? Have you got like Instagram?
Yeah, well, you can find me. It's darshanyoga.co.uk is my website.
Perfect.
And when I say Darshan, that is my yoga name, that is my spiritual name. So I was given that when I started this journey. So you can find me on my website, darshanyoga.co.uk, and you can also, I'm on Instagram, I'm in my Dana Jane Franks Instagram.
Lovely.
Facebook, you can find me Darshan Yoga.
So. Yeah, no worries. Well, if you can send me the links, I'll connect them in so people can just search for the links.
Okay, that's cool.
Nice and easy. And then guys, come and join us Wednesday night for some Kundalini yoga on the app. It's going to be phenomenal. I'm excited. Dana, what a beautiful insight to Kundalini, and I'm sure we're going to be, this is probably just the first one that we're going to do about talking about this, and we'll maybe do a little Kundalini episode, number one, where we go a little bit deeper into some more stuff and maybe a little few techniques and practices maybe down the line. But guys, if you haven't downloaded our app yet, go and download it. $5.99 a month, and you can have daily live breathwork meditation classes and beautiful Kundalini yoga. I've got normal yoga on there once every couple of months at the moment as well, because of our teachers off traveling at the moment. But we've got a lot of other things coming up next Sunday as well, guys. October 24th, we have our Breathathon event where we've got myself and 2 other instructors. Really going to be a powerful day. Self-love, healing, cleansing, purifying the mind, pure transformational energy, and it's going to be superb. So go to b2hbreathwork.com to buy your tickets today, and we will see you on the app very soon. Have a beautiful day, everyone. This is Joby from Breathe to Heal. With all my heart, lots of love and respect. See you soon. Have a great day. Adios. Thank you for joining today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. All of the links will be below. Please share, like, comment, follow B2H Breathwork or Breathe to Heal on social media and our podcast channel. download our app today for daily breathwork and meditation classes. And also, don't forget to go and grab them tickets for next Sunday, 24th of October. We start at 10 a.m. till 2, and it's going to be a real fun, impactful day. It's going to be really special. It's going to teach you lots of tools and techniques to really enhance your life. So have a beautiful day, everyone. Lots of love and respect. See you soon. Bye-bye.